For the past several days, temperatures in central Illinois have rarely reached double digits, and snow is piling up. This weather brings hazardous road conditions and poor air quality. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford says that the weather patterns we have seen for the past week is a result of the changing patterns within what is known as the polar vortex. Ford says it resides in the stratosphere.
About a month ago, they had a warming event which weakened the polar vortex and made it more likely that we get a big trough or dip in the subpolar jet stream that rotates around the Earth here near the surface and bringing that cold Arctic air down south into mid-latitude.
Ford says while cold temperatures aren't out of the ordinary this time of year, the staying power of the weather is abnormal.
I would say what's most unusual about what we've been experiencing is the persistence of the pattern. So often we'll get these cold air outbreaks where we'll get, temperatures in the teens or single digits, but they don't last very long, maybe a day or two. And looking at the forecast, it doesn't look like a moderation in temperature until the very late part of next week, if not early the week after.
Ford says this extreme cold can cause dangerous health conditions like frostbite within minutes. The weather also creates dangerous air quality, which can harm the lungs.
When we get air temperatures that get close to the zero Fahrenheit mark, that cold air is very, very dense. And so it does not only just the temperature, but the density of that air can make trouble for those who already have respiratory issues. And if when you're out in public and wearing a mask, it could actually exacerbate those issues.
Ford says that this weather is to be taken seriously. He says that there is light at the end of the tunnel and that we should expect warmer temperatures in the coming weeks. For more information, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.